Well, people driving to and from Hamner Springs over the next few months as stability works get underway on damaged from the Kaikoura earthquakes need to be very careful. To discuss this and other works you need to know about, I'm joined by NCTIR Journey Manager Tresca Forrester. Good morning to you and thanks for your time.
Not a problem. And you can say it as nectar, Chris.
Nectar, that would have been helpful. What's involved in the remediation work and where are we actually talking about?
So we're talking about the road into Hannah Springs, so State Highway 7A. So when you come, you turn off 7 to go, you know, down that little windy road into Hannah Springs. So it's around the bridge there, which crosses the Waiau River. So you know where the bungee jumping and the shot over jet business is. So it's where you come in on that bridge to Hannah. So What's happening is in the next 3 months, starting on Tuesday, we're going to take that whole area just down to one lane, and it'll be controlled by stop-go traffic management. So what they're doing, so for the first 4 weeks, we're just going to scale back the rock faces on either side of the river there just to sort of get rid of that loose sort of rock. So after the Kaikoura earthquake, we obviously did a bit of really emergency stabilising work. So now we're just doing the longer-term stuff that needs to be done.
Okay.
And then then basically once they scale it off, and that'll be, you know, abseilers and a bit of, you know, there could be even a wee bit of blasting work, but obviously we'll be holding traffic every time something like that's happened, sort of a little bit back. So, you know, safety is obviously our number one priority there. And then once that's finished, they'll sort of rock bolt the area and stabilise it, and they'll just put some mesh over so it's all nice and protected and, you know, holds up well going forward.
Okay. When will this start, and when do people need to be aware if they are planning trip?
Absolutely. So it's going to start on Tuesday for the next 3 months, and it'll be running from Monday to Saturday, so 6 days a week, between the hours of 7 and 6 p.m. Outside those hours, it still will be one lane, but it'll be just controlled by temporary traffic lights. So what does that mean for you on the road, I guess, is the good question to ask, is that you will be held there sometimes in the day, and we're expecting those delays to be sort of 10, 15 minutes. We have said up to 25 minutes as there may be the odd occasion, but we're really going to work really hard to make sure that's really minimal, because obviously, you know, we don't want to hold people up getting to their destination, and Hamner is such a great place to go to.
Yeah, it is indeed. Now, while you're on the phone, State Highway 1 to Kaikoura, that's reopening in time for Queen's Birthday weekend. What are those details?
Yeah, sure it is. So that opens on Friday at 7 a.m, and it'll be open every day until the 12th of June. So the opening hours of that road is 7 a.m. till 6 p.m, so it will close at night. So if you do need to travel to and from Kaikoura outside those hours, you can go on the inland road as Route 70, which is still open 24/7. So it's really good news for those guys up there, getting up there for the long weekend. After the 12th of June, we don't know what that looks like yet, but there will be some more short closures, and we're just working through that detail. But we're hoping to have sort of a really sort of good idea of that by next week, released to the public.
Excellent stuff. Good to speak with you. Thanks for your time this morning.
No problem.
Tresca Forrester, the Journey Manager from NECTA.